the most, I think, surprising thing when I went to Eretz Yisrael, I went to Meisharim for 3 years, is apparently it's cool. I'm the least cool person in the entire world. But I looked around at all these guys wearing the mirror, and they're not wearing jackets. It's freezing cold in Yerushalayim. They're just walking around with, like, you know, hats and jackets, but not like coats, overcoats, but scarves. Just scarves. You know, walking around with these cool colored scarves. Nothing, of course, black and white, but, you know, everyone's got these colored scarves, you know, a little red, a little whatever, yellow, whatever, like, however radical they are. But everyone's walking around with scarves. So scarves is definitely a thing that everyone wears, especially Yeshiva Bachram. So you have the strongest question, why don't they get tzitzis? It's a four-cornered garment. It's a very clear four-cornered garment. Why don't... Okay, so I'm not saying they should get tzitzis. I'm just trying to understand why... Exactly, devil's advocate. Why not? You got to explain why they don't. These guys know the halachas. It's not like no one in the mirror knows the concept of tzitzis. So Shulchan Aruch starts off in Yud Yud and talks about this... Mitznefes, this type of hat that you wear, and he says it's pater from tzitzis, even though everyone in the Arzo Samar of the western areas, western lands, maybe Spard, they wear this on their head and it goes a little bit on their body, says the Shulchan Aruch, because kevon she'ikra l'chasos harosh, the key point is to cover your head, even though it goes on the body, it says, it's pater, because the pasuk says, kisus. So, okay, we're going to get to the head wrap in 1 second. This sounds like it's some headpiece which goes down onto the body. Could be it's a turban. He says, the pasuk says, kisus cha. It has to be a ksus, a clothes, and it doesn't say ksus rosh, a head garment, and therefore anything which is primarily a head garment, no tzitzis. That's point number one. Point number two is the next halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which is a sudr. That sounds more like a turban. Shenosna atzavar. But this turban goes in your neck. So I'm not sure what type this is. And he gives it a name. In Malchus Eretz Yisrael. And I guess that maybe that. Eretz Yisrael, non-Jewish nations, or maybe in the Jewish in the Jewish world. Shenikra ba'arvi. In Arabic, it's called a shid. A shiad. Anyone have any idea? I have no idea. V'chein buka. So buka. Shayinosin besvard al kispeim. It's like some type of shawl that they put on their shoulders. Piturim. It's pater from tzitzis. So why is it pater from tzitzis? It's this four-cornered garment that wraps around your shoulder. You know what it sounds like? A talus. Sounds exactly like that. So you put this four-cornered garment around your shoulder. So what's pshat? Why doesn't it have tzitzis? Mish Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. So if you look at the base Yosef.
Classify, yeah, that as a garment?
Okay, so we're going to have to get to that point. Excellent point. Says Mishnah Berurah, first issue is, don't tell me it's not big enough. Because it's an amma by an amma and a half. Now, what is the minimal size of a beged to need tzitzis? So we say it's about an amma or an amma and a half. So that's about 1.5 feet, right? So about 18 inches, give or take, 18 to 24 inches, you know, is the minimal. That has to be from like the neck down, lengthwise, and widthwise has to be around the same thing as well. So that's about 18, let's assume 18 inches. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah says it's 18 inches, but yet it's still pater in tzitzis. So the Be'er Halacha, the Beis Yosef, gives two reasons why it's pater, and it's cited in the Be'er Halacha. Reason number one is because it serves primarily as a hoodie. Yeah? They put it over their heads, even though it was worn on the neck. The main point was when it would rain, it would serve as a hood. So it sounds like it's like a shawl, which serves primarily as a hoodie. And if that's the case, it banks back into our first halacha, that it's really a head garment, doesn't get tzitzis. Reason number one. Reason number two is even when it's on your neck, says the Be'er Halacha, it's primarily used for other purposes other than wearing. Meaning, they store money in it. You keep all your spare change in your this wallet, or they kept fruits in it, or carrots, it says. Or now they kept an apples, right? Hopefully not a pineapple, you know, in this thing over here. But they kept fruits in this like, it's like a sack. It's like basically, I figured some type of sack around their neck, a pouch, and that's what... That was written, and therefore it's not really a wear, it's not worn, it's not a beged which is worn, and therefore says Beis Yosef, cited in the Be'er Halacha, it should be pater. Okay. Now, says the Be'er Halacha, but there's a problem. Because nowadays, he says, there's this newfangled thing called a, he says, Ubizmanenu uzed. He says, b'mekomenu nispashet michadosh. There's a new type of garment. Gamken lahalos kemin chaticha gedola. It's this big, like cloth. Shalama v'yoser, which is about a foot and a half or more. Alek sofayim, that you put around your shoulder. What's he talking about? Either a shawl or a big scarf. The ein bazeh shum tam me'ela tamim. We don't hide fruit in it, and it doesn't. It's not used as a hoodie. So therefore, he says this shawl / large scarf should get tzitzis. Now, how are we going to get out of this? So the simple answer to get out of this is that our scarves are not 1.5. So I, of course, did a demo. I asked my wife to get me a scarf. I don't know where those scarves are in my house. I don't even wear scarves. So my wife got me a scarf. I took it out. I measured it. The width is exactly, if you stretch it out, you know, as much as you can, you know, width-wise, it was 12 inches. So, but that's not a particularly big one. It was a regular scarf. So if someone's got a fat scarf, which is only 6 more inches more than that, you can't really say it's too small. No, but lengthwise it was fine. I didn't even measure the lengthwise. Lengthwise, I'm assuming it was a large scarf. No, the yeshiva guys, they wear ones that wrap around like it's a whole thing. I'm assuming length.
They're not more than 12 inches.
I'm assuming not. I don't know. My wine one, the one I tested, it's not such a good demo. I did one and it was 12 inches. Go home and measure your scarf. I'm assuming most are not more than 12 inches, but that's probably the simplest tattoo. Oh, excellent. Hold that thought for a second. Excellent. So a lot of them are folded over. Simply put, mine was 12 inches. No, not folded over at all. Okay.
I have a Hasidic one. It's about this one.
Yeah? Okay, so let's see. So we need other heterim. So another heter says the Bir Halacha, is maybe the pshat is that it's only put on top of your body. You don't wear it. It's not a garment. It's just resting on your body. If you put a cap on your head, what's the classic example of this? This is my favorite. This is the famous book, Caps for Sale. You know, Caps for Sale is what I always think about. Caps for Sale is this halacha in the Gemara and Yevamos, that when you got a merchant walking around with all these garments loaded up on him or caps on top of him, he doesn't need to put tzitzis on it. He's wearing all his shirts. So you go on the street corners of Manhattan. There's another good example. You see these guys, I don't know what's in their jackets or what's going on in there. But if they're covered up in a couple of jackets because they're trying to hawk their jacket, it doesn't need tzitzis. Why they're wearing it? No, it's not called wearing it. It's just on top of them. So maybe you could say that the scarf is not wearing the scarf. It's simply on top of you. That's heter number two, now after the size. Heter number three is maybe, look at the guys in the mirror. Why are they wearing those scarves? Come on. If they were really cold, they'd put on a coat like their mother back in America told them to, right? Why are they wearing the scarves? One reason. New, what's the key word?
Lazy.
Oh, come on. What's the word? I was going to say coolness. I was going to say cool. Because they want to be cool. That's cool. What are you supposed to do? How do you distinguish yourself in the girls with the stockings or whatever it is? And the boys, you know, black or whatever. I'm wearing all the terms. I have teenage daughters, yeah? So the boys, how do they distinguish themselves? The tie or the scarf? And in Israel, they don't wear ties. So you wear scarves. That's the mahal. So it's a coolness. It's not doing it because they're physically cold. So therefore, he says the Berlacha, it's they're doing it because of kavod, he says. Kavod is his way of saying cool. It's not for warmth or to keep you warm. If that's the case, it's not a beged. It's just something which is just like wearing, I don't know, something cool. You wear a lapel on your jacket. It's the same thing. It's a coolness type thing. Fine. Says the Berlacha, but let me just tell you, it's better to round the edges of this scarf if it's the proper size because you're playing with fire. So, is there any way to get out of this? So the other heter, I thought, again, if it's not big enough, that's another heter. A second, whatever number up to, fourth heter, is the Ramah adds one more heter. In the next halacha, the Ramah says, he talks about a certain beged, which he says is pata from tzitzis, because you put all four corners in front of you. In other words, the way the beged is worn is that you wrap it around and the four corners come down in front of you, kind of like a reformed talus, yeah? But that's why people say you should be careful not to bunch up your talus. You got a little body like me, sometimes I end up doing is I end up bunching my talus so much that it ends up having the four in front of you. You're not supposed to do that because then you're defeating the whole purpose of the talus. But so with the scarf, so I don't know, you have to ask the guys, the yeshiva guys, what's the cool way to wear it? But if they wear that both sides are hanging down in the front, then it's not chayv and tzitzis. That's what I thought, that they throw one behind the back. But this would be another heter I saw brought down. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan just seems to assume that like what you were saying, that it's folded over. Since even a scarf, when you wear it, if a baguette is always fundamentally folded over, so even if it's 18 inches wide, it ends up always being 9 inches wide because you wear it folded over and then you wrap it around, that's maybe another heter. I just want to clarify to end the chabura. You come up with heter after heter after heter. The final line of the Bar Halacha is, if it's the proper side, you should cut off one of the edges. Shkoyach.